This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeebel. Today, the construction boom in North Texas. It's so hot that builders not only need workers, they need managers. To fill that need, local colleges have seen their own boom of students seeking construction management degrees. We visited a community college class where students in the two-year program are basically guaranteed a job when they graduate. In Dallas's pricey Preston Hollow neighborhood, Jesse Johnson oversees a house going up on Stichter Avenue. A student in construction management at Northlake College, he's already using lessons from class.
I've learned there's formulas and sciences to scheduling this and doing the math of timelines. What used to take us a year to build or so, we just finished a house in this area in about 7.5-8 months. You can make more money just as long as you continue to build a quality product.
Johnson grew up around construction workers. When he was old enough, he joined the ranks. So when he's not in class, he's on a job site. Based on his experience, Sequel Home Builders hired him as an assistant superintendent for about $30,000 a year, and they're paying his school tab. When their superintendent left, Johnson got promoted.
And on page 78, contingency fund.
Back at Northlake College, Johnson just finished another class in construction management. He says if he completes 6 homes a year as superintendent, he'll make about $90,000.
Most of our superintendents make about $15,000 per house and can do anywhere from 5 houses to 8 houses in a year.
Johnson's like most students at Northlake, working full-time during the day, taking classes at night. Instructor Brad Boshier, a licensed Texas architect, says the construction market's so hot, his 3 classes are full with 24 students each. A few years ago, he might have only seen 15.
Right now, people are so busy they can't even see straight.
Construction classes at Northlake focus on accident prevention and inspection, principles of management and financial accounting, and construction materials testing. Mike Cooley knows all these subjects. He helped put up a lot of buildings across North Texas over a 4-decade career, and he understands this job market.
The demand outstretches the supply tremendously.
Cooley retired from construction a few years ago, but couldn't stay away. Now, he's Northlake's dean of the construction technology department.
Everybody that comes through my office looks for superintendents. I don't have any unemployment through the students. They're already working on an hourly basis, and once they graduate, I have 100% placement.
The industry is grateful. Phil Crone, who heads the Dallas Builders Association, says programs like Northlake's amount to the industry's farm system. He says if they doubled their enrollment, there would probably still be 100% placement. Northlake's 2-year program usually takes longer because most students are busy. Student Christy Graff is a single mom who's a building services coordinator at UT Southwestern Medical Center.
I do all the maintenance in our building. I change the lights out, ceiling tiles. I work on the plumbing. I work on the doors. You know, I do basically a little bit of everything. They call me the Jill of all trades.
15 years ago, before her divorce, Graff wanted to teach dance. When she needed income fast to raise her kids, she became a licensed plumber, honed other skills, and hasn't looked back. Now she's looking forward to earning an associate's degree.
It's kind of overwhelming at times because I do have 3 kids at home right now, and they're mainly teenagers. It gets a little stressful, but, you know, I explain to them, Mama needs to do this so I can do better for us. You know, it's all, everything I do is for my kids.
Graff earns a little under $50,000 now. With a degree that her employer says she needs to move up, she could be making $75,000. In the construction field, which is still run mostly by men, Graff is confident about her future.
Because I'm that type of person that if you tell me I can't do it, I'm going to show you I can.
It would be unwise to bet against her. Bill Zeebel, KERA News.